We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM. And on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Good Tuesday morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for texting in. Good morning. Our text line is 217-32. And Sandell and Joyce and Megan, Miss Kickat, Aubrey, David. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. Also on Twitter, Mike and Chris and Martin and Melody is always listening. We really appreciate that. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. I was looking for something that we haven't played in a long time. Used to be a part of our open every morning. Okay. I would always hit this little sounder here.
Hey!
A little hey for
a
everyone.
Hey! So I need to know, did you click on the picture that's floating around this morning?
Click on the picture.
My guy here was, it was in our stuff this morning. I'm sure it's going to cross your phones, everyone that's listening this morning. The squirrel with the large breast.
Oh, no, I didn't click on that. Did you click on that?
I did.
I wasn't even interested in that. Why is that even a thing for you?
I saw it, and we get all the stuff sent to us, and it kept popping up. I'm like, all right, I'll bite. So I clicked on it to see the squirrel with the large breast.
Was it worth clicking on? Should I go back?
It's up to you. She's gifted, but the thing is, though, they're not breasts. I learned a lot about squirrels this morning. Squirrels do not have breasts. This female squirrel has been getting ready for hibernation, and they're just saying that the food she's been collecting and storing just happens to be in that area. They're not really breast.
That's just a lot of stuff going on right there. It'll make your day. Maybe we can post it for all those people.
It's cute.
I haven't seen it. I honestly saw the thing on it, but I was just kind of scrolling past stuff, doing a quick read and copying, pasting this morning. So I did. That was not my copy and paste.
I kept scrolling. I saw it once, scrolled, saw it on another site, scrolled, saw it on a third site. I'm like, all right, I'll bite. Let me see it.
Of a rush this in the morning. Today especially, I was really in a rush. I was lucky I got my stuff that I
really
had going on. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I think I'm getting what you're getting. And so I was just like not feeling good and not looking really at anything. I was just reading headlines. And if a headline grabbed me, I copied and pasted it this morning. But yeah,
there's something going around. I had that slight fever last week, but I know some people that had high fevers and a throat thing. I was watching Wake Up with the Wagners last week, and Kim went home sick. Dana wrote it out. Kim is yet to return. Dana was back yesterday, but now Dana Wagner was out sick today. So I'm watching, and they were, the Channel 3 was talking about how it's in their building and everyone's sick. I know Channel 8 has a bunch of people that went down with a sore throat and a bacterial infection last week. So stuff is going around.
Yeah, it really is. And it's that time of year. Everyone says, get your flu shots. I got my flu shot last week. And people say it all the time. Well, I got a flu shot and then I got sick. And that's just, it's not impossible, but it's impossible to get it from the flu virus because it's a dead virus. It's not going to make you sick. It's just a coincidence. They say that if you are already sick, then that brings down your immunity, so you get sicker. But that could be what happened. But yeah, I am just like, I feel something coming on, and I'm trying to like mind over matter it. But this morning, I was just not having it. It's a good thing I don't have to have a conversation with anyone until I get in here in the morning, because it would have not been pleasant.
Do you want, one of my doctors on demands that I did that refused to give me any antibiotics said you need to bump up your vitamins, really get crazy. I do have some extra vitamins if you want to bump up your vitamins.
Oh,
this morning.
I'm good. Thank you. I take a ton of vitamins as it is. I'm trying to think of all the different vitamins I take in the morning. Probably 8 to 10 different like pills, and I take them in one shot. I put them in a little cup. I take them, and then I sometimes one gets stuck in my throat, and I'm like, trying to get it to go through. It's just one of those mornings, but I'm going to be fine. I'm in a good mood. I'm just not feeling 100%. So, okay, anyway, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Crazy in Love by Beyonce?
Right now.
Do you want to hear Brick by Ben Folds 5? Or do you want to hear Boombastic by Shaggy? Those are your choices. Text us 21732. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook. Call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Hillary Duff is trending this morning. So she and her boyfriend are expecting a daughter very soon, and she wants that baby out right now. So she's trying to induce labor by eating a salad. And it's not just any salad. Yes, it's our famous salad.
Is it really? This is our salad?
It's our salad, but some pizza place in Studio City has stolen our gig, man. It's a special labor-inducing salad from a place called Coyote Pizza. It's in Studio City, California. And we've had this recipe for years. I mean, we've had a lot of listeners actually go into labor after eating this special recipe. So what kind of a salad can induce labor? Well, this restaurant says they put these special herbs in it, but here's the deal. It's easy to make. It's romaine lettuce. It's watercress. It's gorgonzola cheese, walnuts, and balsamic dressing. So she went in there, she got the salad, she says, I hope this works. We haven't got word back on whether or not it does, but an employee from that place says, it's true that women have eaten the salad and gotten into labor. There's a whole baby board on the wall, and there are at least 15 to 20 pregnant women a day who come in to order the salad.
One of the first things I was doing at this radio station was I remember typing up. I had a fancy menu recipe thing I would type up, and ladies would call and leave me voicemail messages saying, hey, can you please fax me the recipe? Fax, and I would fax people that. That's how long that's been our recipe forever.
It has. And so it works. We've seen it work before. Does it work every time? No, but the chances are very good. Apparently that recipe, those things all put together, they do something to get things going down there. So if you are interested in it, we can post the recipe, or you can just Google it now since this pizza place is doing it. Whatever.
Did you ever try just as a salad?
It's a delicious salad. They basically have this salad at Sammy's Wood Fired Pizza, minus the chicken. It's the balsamic chicken salad. Mm-hmm. It's basically the exact same thing. Take out the chicken. There you go. That's the salad.
Sammy's stealing a recipe.
It is delicious. So that is trending this morning. Regular relations is trending this morning. A new study out says that having more relations, getting intimate more often, it will actually help prevent heart attacks. Researchers, you would think it would be the opposite. It would cause heart attacks. But researchers tracked men for an average of 16 years and analyzed their health history to understand the relationship between being intimate and cardiovascular health. And what they found was that men who did it more often had the lowest risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Those who did it 2 to 3 times a week were 45% less likely to have heart problems than those who only did once a month. And that's not the only benefit. Of course, it helps boost your immune system, relieves stress, improves your mood, helps you sleep better. So if you're not being intimate that often, there's just another reason that you need to do it.
It's good for your prostate, too.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many benefits to it. So why wouldn't you? Aside from the fact that you're too tired.
Too tired and full.
I'm tired and full.
Man, that was a big dinner. Put this on pause until tomorrow.
Also trending this morning, Paul Allen is trending. The Microsoft co-founder, Paul Allen, he has passed at the age of 65. He died yesterday from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in Seattle. He founded Microsoft alongside Bill Gates back in 1975. Who knew that? I didn't know.
No idea.
I thought Microsoft was like maybe late 80s, 90s company. I had no clue he owned the NFL Seattle Seahawks and the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers. He had battled cancer in the past, and earlier this month he announced that the disease had returned.
That's sad news.
I know. He was like the ninth richest person in the world or something like that. And from what I understand, he didn't really have any family. He never married, didn't have any kids, and gave a lot of his money to charity, similar to Bill Gates. But I was reading about him because I wasn't that familiar with him. We all know Bill Gates. But he and Bill Gates, I guess, were just having a conversation in New Mexico back in the 70s about, we should start up this company. And that's how it all started, just one little conversation. I guess that's how all big companies start, right?
Right out of the garage, computers are the future.
Yeah.
And you got to be smart for that stuff, though.
I know, you really do.
Only
you have
if we
to
were
be
smart.
A visionary. And then finally, this morning, Taco Bell is trending. Their Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion will be back for the 2018 World Series. As they've done in previous years, the first player to successfully steal a base during the World Series will score everyone in the country a free Doritos Locos Taco. So everyone in America can redeem that free taco at a participating location on November 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. local time. So we'll see if that happens. It looks like the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night.
The Dodgers had a chance to come back.
I know. And that's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
840.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
It is 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
You say anything, can I give you a teaser?
Okay.
Coming up at 6:15, I have a major announcement.
Okay.
Part one of a major announcement that you know nothing about.
Uh-oh.
But I will reveal to you coming up at 6:15.
All right.
And it's only part one of this two-part announcement, I guess you could say.
Oh, man. You know how I am with surprises.
Well, that's all I can say.
I don't like that.
6:15 is part one of my major announcements.
And then when is part two?
You got to wait for part one. You have to digest part one.
Are you going to have a baby?
No. Part one is at 6:15, and 9 months from now is part two, and the baby pops out.
I was going to say, part two. Welcome to the world. Baby Fernandez is here.
No. So continue on with our opening break here.
I really had no direction for it, so I thank you for actually taking the reins on that one.
It's a nice little announcement at 6:15.
Okay, why at 6:15? Why not just do it now?
Because I want to do it at 6:15.
Uh-huh.
I want to do it right before the dirt.
Oh, boy. Now I'm really nervous. You know how with certain people, when they tell you that they have a surprise, it's like with some people, you're like, oh, okay, looking forward to it. And then others, you're like, oh, boy. You're one of the oh boys.
Like, this is going to be bad? Or
like,
I'm not going to say anything what it is.
I'm trying to get it out of here.
I'm not going to say anything. You and everyone listening, you guys all have to be here at 6:15 for part one.
Okay.
Of this announcement.
We're really building it up. It better be some sort of an announcement.
Oh, man, I better put something together.
How was your night last night?
It was good.
Are you feeling better?
I am, yeah.
Okay, good.
I wake up every morning sounding very hoarse, and it takes a while for my voice to...
Warm up,
yeah. I've been drinking. I gotta get some hot tea going or something. It's really weird. It's usually about 7 o'clock is finally when the cords warm up and I'm ready to go.
I almost texted you, Flan, this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't feel good. I don't know what it is, and I think it's just I'm starting to get that. I'm just feeling like so. But I said JC powered through all last week feeling sick, and he made it here, so I am going to make it here. Like, I'm not coughing or sneezing or any of that. I'm just not feeling great this morning. So I had my phone in my hand, and I'm like, Flan, because for JC and I, that's our new code word, meaning we want to call in sick, but we're afraid to pull the trigger. Would you call in sick if I... called in sick, so that's the flan emoji.
If you would have flanned me, I would have flanned back.
You would have?
Not because I'm feeling sick, but because there is a bunch of little things that I've got to do today that I would have just gotten a jump on earlier. So, I got home last night and I pulled in the garage. I've got a nail in my tire.
Oh,
so I
got
to get that taken care of. So if you would have flanned me this morning, I would have flanned back and went back to bed. Woke up, had breakfast, and just started my day of errands.
Well, and hey, don't get me wrong. Coming into this job is actually not a bad thing. I love it. But I didn't want, whenever I start feeling like this, I know I start getting a little crabby and stuff, and my patience goes down. And so I apologize in advance if I get snippy this morning, but I'm actually starting to feel better now that I'm getting up and getting going. I think a lot of it had to do with just like being in bed and not wanting to get out of bed.
Once you get up and get dressed and get the juices flowing.
I'm feeling better now.
When it comes to taking your temperature, did you take it?
I didn't.
Also, how do you take your temperature?
I take it with a thermometer in my mouth, but I take it rectally. No, just kidding.
And then I use the same one for my...
I take it in my mouth. But I didn't do that. And the only reason I didn't is because if I did have a temperature, I would have definitely flown.
And it gets in your mind,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because then I'm like, oh, I have a temperature. I don't feel like that. I don't know. I went to bed at a decent hour last night. Had a volleyball game. Went to, my daughter played, and then came home, finished up my work, and I was in bed by 9:30. Fell asleep at about 10, a little after 10, but I slept great last night. It's just, yeah, things are going around.
I bought one of those last week when I had my temperature and stuff. I bought one of those digital ones you just stick on your forehead.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed it's really weird. So they say to put on your temple. And if you go, you're supposed to go right where your eyebrow ends to your hairline.
Okay.
You go right there. It was showing like high 97, low 98. I'm like, awesome. So I circle back 10 minutes later and I raise it like an inch and put it right in the center of my temple.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's like 101.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
You can't have a 3-degree difference in your body parts. I mean, so I was going to tell you, if you take your temperature with that, and you want to feel better, go low on the reading area. If you want to feel sick, move it up an inch. And for some reason, your body's warmer in that spot.
I'll remember that. I'll go low, 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 low.
Low, low, low. All right, here's what we got for you guys. So, I have my wrong sheet here. WWE SmackDown is coming to town.
Yes.
You've got your tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 8:25, those tickets to WWE SmackDown. Mix 94.1's 12K payday continues. 7:20 is your first chance to win $1,000. And let me switch over to this because we need some music for this one. We have tickets for you coming up in 15 minutes to...
Oh, yeah.
The New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block. Special guest, Salt and Pepper. Tiffany, your girl, Debbie Gibson.
She is my girl.
Naughty by Nature is going to be there. You want these tickets? It's very simple. We have them for you coming up at 6:20. And don't forget, 6:15.
Announcement.
My announcement for Mercedes. Part one of my two-part announcement is coming up at 6:15.
Is JC having a child?
No. Stop that. My parents are already texting me. Congratulations.
Yay.
All that and more is coming up next. Selena Gomez, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up in less than 4 minutes, tickets for you to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. But as promised, this major announcement. Part one of this major announcement.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I am so proud to announce that tomorrow morning, Wednesday, October 17th, will be the first ever Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show.
What?
Now, we've had mystery guests on the show before, but they're always tied into something monumental, an occasion. Show number 800, Stone Cold Steve Austin called the show. Amazing. Your birthday, mystery guest. My birthday, mystery guest. What a mystery this is. Out of nowhere, we're bringing you a mystery guest show.
So who are the mystery guests for all of us?
For you, for everyone listening. I was working with producer Jen, producer Jocelyn. This has all come together. Tomorrow morning, mystery guest number one will be here in studio at 6:30.
A 6:30 a.m. mystery guest.
And we'll bookend the Razzle Dazzle mystery guest show with mystery guest number two coming in at 8:50.
What's going on? Is this real life?
This is real life because we love doing the Razzle Dazzle mystery guest, but they're always tied into a special show.
So am I going to be blindfolded and then I have to guess who it is? Or is it just going to be like, surprise, here's...
No, blindfolds.
Here's...
Can we do it? Come on, it's a mystery guest. In studio, you're putting on the blindfold.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I feel about this. A 6:30 a.m. mystery guest. Who would be willing to get up at 6:30 a.m. to come in studio?
On the phone
is one thing. In studio? It's still dark out.
Phone's already blown up. People want a part of the Razzle Dazzle mystery guest show. So tomorrow
this
morning.
This is a surprise. Mm-hmm.
The fun begins tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Let's go. The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Who could it be?
Now I'm really curious. There's none on my radar right now at all.
That's what's great about the Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show. It comes out of left field.
Okay.
Your birthday, you're kind of thinking something. Show number 800, show 900, you're thinking something. This comes out of left field.
What is going on?
So stop the presses. Don't count Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson out just yet. Various reports indicate that they haven't exactly made a clean break. So we were talking about this on Monday, that Mac Miller's death hit Ariana hard.
Yeah.
It made her realize that she and Pete are just moving way too fast. So they're slowing things down, including calling off the engagement. But they are still hanging out together. In fact, just this past Saturday, they were making out backstage at Saturday Night Live.
So they're maybe taking things slower, but it's not over by any means.
TMZ says she did return to Pete the engagement ring.
Okay.
She is keeping the pet pig, but the fact that she was at SNL on Saturday night and they're making out.
Maybe they were just going through the motions to try to throw people off track.
Or maybe she broke it off with him and he said, hey, baby, just one more kiss before you go.
Or maybe they broke up after that happened.
Oh, it's such a bad makeout session.
Yeah.
She's like, dude.
There's lots of possibilities.
And then Pete Davidson, by the way, has quit Instagram. He said he just doesn't want to be on Instagram anymore or anything or any other social media platform. So Pete Davidson pulling the plug on social media.
They do that all the time, though. I quit. 3 days later.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Is there a difference between quitting and deactivating?
Yeah. If you still have, does he still have his account?
I haven't looked. Oh, I've not looked.
Don't follow him.
Now that it's official that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting, there are renderings coming out of what their kid could look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting children they're going to have. Based, I know the kids are going to be beautiful, but these artist renderings. Does he ever do that when he went to like the arcade or something? And you put your picture and Matt's picture and a baby comes out?
No, I didn't know Matt when I went to arcades. I had no idea who he was. But did you?
I did.
I know you go on the daily to arcades.
I did it once with a girl that I was dating and the picture comes out. Oh my gosh. I think she dumped me on the spot. She's like, that thing is hideous. Get out of here.
The problem is they do 50-50. 50%
yes.
Mom. And let's be honest, kids never turn out 50-50. They always lean more towards one.
Uh-huh.
As much as you want to say, oh, they look like a totally even split of the two of you. It's not true. They look like one, but you don't want to hurt the other one's feelings.
Because of that Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest announcement, we have to keep the dirt short. So just two stories
so
for you.
Shut up, Mercedes.
No. Because I something else to add to that.
Okay.
Was let's take your pictures now and do one of those baby generators, you and Matt. And to see if it looks like Brooklyn or Sophie at all.
We could. I tell you right, obviously in person, they look exactly like my husband. So I don't look like it contributed anything to them.
I see you in both of them.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, man. Every time people meet us, they're like, oh, my gosh, your daughters look exactly like your husband. Exactly. I promise. I got the stretch marks to prove it.
Yeah, I think we can tell that you... I remember you having a baby bump. Yeah. This wasn't a Beyonce pregnancy number one, the fake pillow in there.
Yeah, right.
Time to win right now. So there's tickets to New Kids on the Block, their mixtape tour with special guests Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. You want these tickets, be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. And if that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
We've got four prizes this morning, or not prizes, four categories for you to choose from this morning. You pick your category, you pick your partner, you get 6 and 60, you win. Easy as that. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right.
Woohoo!
Okay, let's do this. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with aesthetic, Mamma Mia, kitty cat, or rainforest?
Oh, let's do kitty cat.
Kitty cat it is. Okay, today is Global Cat Day. Happy Global Cat Day. And these are all things, famous cats.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's do... Can I pick you, Mercedes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do it.
All right, you two cats. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. You start now.
She's super cute. She has a little bow in one.
Hello Kitty.
Yes. This is the one that used to try to eat Tweety Bird.
Tomcat? No, Tom and Jerry?
Thuffer and Thuckata. You know what? Rocky. What's Rocky's first name?
Bullwinkle.
No. Rocky the Boxer. What's his first name? The actor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a blank. Can we pass?
Pass. This one, if you smile really big, you have...
Cheshire?
Yes. This is on The Lion King, the little one's name.
Simba?
Yes. This is Dr. Seuss. He's known for...
Oh, the cat mask.
Yes. This is a cat that likes lasagna.
Oh, Garfield.
Yes. This is the one who is on cereal. He says, they're great.
Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. Woo! We got it. Nice job. Congratulations, Tracy.
Thank you.
Sylvester, right? The one you passed.
Sylvester the cat. Yeah,
oh,
that's the
Sylvester.
One.
Sylvester.
That's all right. I think I threw you off with the Rocky hint. I should have clarified.
Yes.
It was the Yo Adrian, not the Watch Me Pull a Rabbit Out of My Hat.
Hey, Tracy, congratulations. You got tickets to this New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block. Special guests.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Well, yeah, check out the lineup. Salt and Peppa.
That was the first concert I ever went to.
Salt and Peppa?
No, New Kids.
New Kids on the
mother.
Block? Oh, well, now
yes.
It's going to be the last. Well, not the last one, but the most current. current one.
You also got Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature, Mandalay Bay Event Center, May 25th. You're all set.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Nice job, Tracy. Congratulations. And we have more prizes to give away with Heads Up. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be getting you your passes to WWE SmackDown as they come live to the T-Mobile Arena.
Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll have our first guest. That's part of the Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show. Complete surprise to Mercedes. Complete surprise to you guys. You can guess along. We've got not one, but two mystery guests coming in studio tomorrow. The first one, bright and early, 6:30.
I am so confused by this. What prompted this? Where did this come from? Why? I don't even understand why this is happening.
We were just talking in the office, Jen, Jocelyn, myself, about mystery guests, and we always have them on for the show, the big shows, the 800, the 900s, the birthday shows. But a true mystery guest, what if it just came out of left field? There's no rhyme or reason.
Just to do it?
Just to do it. We're bringing them in studio. The people, the person in studio tomorrow morning. I can't say anymore. 6:30 is the first mystery.
Are you?
Guest.
Oh, did you just drop a clue? I didn't even notice. Okay. I got to go back on the podcast and listen again to make sure I didn't miss something. Mystery guest, man.
That's all you get. Tomorrow morning, 6:30, okay. Mystery guest number one in studio. Mercedes will be blindfolded and handcuffed.
Oh, my gosh. This is awkward all of a sudden.
I realized something, and it's all because of my childhood and this rule that my dad has a child had on us when we were kids, and I think I'm rebelling as an adult. I know I am, against my father from something he instilled on me as a kid. Growing up, we can only take two-minute showers.
What was the reasoning for that?
Septic tank or something. It made no rhyme or reason. He said it was our septic tank.
Does a septic tank have to do with the shower?
That's what I thought. Isn't it septic a toilet?
That's what I thought. But maybe I am no plumber, so don't listen to me.
Oh, I think he was feeding me a bunch of lies.
Okay.
So it was a two-minute shower. Oh, and if we went long, what are you doing in there? I'm cleaning myself. Get out of here. Come on now. So as an adult...
I hope you didn't talk to your father like that.
No.
Okay. Just asking.
He knew what I was doing in there. Come on, Dad. Why are you knocking? Please, don't disrupt things. So as an adult, I take the longest showers. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in there within 2 minutes. I'm literally just walking from the bedroom to the shower, turning the lights on, maybe a quick shave or something. But I'm in there within minutes. My get-out time is 3:17, 3:18. That's an 18-minute shower every morning. Majority, 95% of the time of that, I'm just standing there soaking in the hot shower because I can. There's no rules. My dad's not coming down on me with these crazy rules.
Is that a long shower? Because I feel like that's how long my average shower is.
17 minutes or so.
But then again, washing my hair takes a long time, and so you don't have as big of an issue with that. I'm sure you can do it relatively quickly.
Short hair, quick wash.
By the time I wash, rinse, condition, wait for it to sit on there, rinse. Sometimes I'd even throw on a hair mask after that. So I think my average shower is 20 minutes. So that's pretty big.
But you're doing maintenance in there. So imagine now
you're just relaxing.
I'm just standing. So now imagine kicking on an extra 15 minutes just because you want to stand there and enjoy it.
Yeah, you just stand there.
Just stand there.
Really?
Please, 17 minutes. I can do a lot in 17 minutes. But is there anything that you realize as an adult you're doing it to kind of, because of your childhood, you now, I don't know, rebel over this? Or maybe you couldn't have soda as a kid, so you have soda in the house all the time.
How do you rebel from something that you weren't allowed to do as a child? Now that you can do whatever you want.
Freedom.
702-364-9400. Debbie actually has a comment about the septic tank. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, what's
listen,
up?
JC, I had a septic tank, too, when I was younger. And the showers, taking long showers, has nothing to do with the septic tank. It's because you had a well.
Oh, we did
and
have a well.
A lot of kids taking showers will, you know, make your well water go down. And then they'll have to refill. So that's why my dad used to say the same thing to us, that we had to make short showers.
Oh, you have a well? Did you have a wishing well in the backyard? Did you? Was there a little thing with a bucket that went down? And did you make wishes?
We did.
I wish that I could take a longer than 2-minute shower.
And on Halloween, this girl would come crawling out of it.
Is that the kind of well you had?
No, it was. They call it a well. I don't know how it worked. Yeah, I think they drilled down to get natural spring water, I think.
You were showering with natural spring water? Wow.
I don't know how well, but we did have a well. I remember a couple times that the well truck had to come out. It was just this big metal pipe in the backyard.
Oh, you didn't have like a pretty house or like rocks around it?
No, it was just a tiny little, this little rusty thing in the backyard.
Was your well?
That's the well. Huh. I don't know how the well works. I don't know if there's water running underneath our house, where the water came from, but we did have a well.
That's why you're so good at that Ronald Reagan impression. Well.
Hot Three's coming up.
Is that
next.
What that baby fell down? Like a little tube?
Yes. One of those.
Oh,
baby Jessica.
I always envisioned it like a big old well. I'm like,
baby Jessica fell down one of those small wells. Yes. Because I remember when that happened, I was scared to go by my well as a kid. Well, I'm not going by the well in the backyard. Baby Jessica fell down one.
Oh, my gosh. It all makes sense now. I was thinking, like, was she making a wish? How did she fall down there? I never knew that.
She fell down one of those tiny wells.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Took a long time for me to figure that one out.
Hot Three's up next. What do we got?
All right. Well, maybe.
Well.
Maybe you should start ignoring your spouse. It could improve your relationship. We'll explain. Also, some bad news for the Golden Knights and a woman trying to hide her crack pipe from the cops. The painful way she chose to do it. That's coming up next in the Hot.
Your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday is coming up next hour at 7:20.
All the news you need to know. News you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Ignoring your spouse could actually help your relationship. Researchers looked at couples, and they all had different economic backgrounds, and they looked at them for 18 months, over 18 months. And what they found was in low-income couples, when one spouse ignores the other, it could actually help their relationship and lead to higher marriage satisfaction. But the opposite was true for high income couples. When one spouse ignored the other, it led to a decline in marriage satisfaction. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this study. Why would ignoring in low income couples, why would that improve things? Why would ignoring period help things?
Is it a financial thing?
Maybe if you're ignoring them, you're trying to make money and that improves your, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say maybe there's a spender in the relationship. But then again, so if you're poor and have money, and you got a spender in your relationship, and oh, I'm going to go spend $500 on this item, and your spouse says, don't do it, and you ignore your spouse, to me, you'd be even poorer because you're spending more money. So how does this work? Give us the science behind it, Mercedes.
I don't know. I like I said, I can't figure this one out. But if you're not making a ton of money, maybe you want to start ignoring your spouse. Your marriage will get better. Who knows?
Do you, let us know
do you
how
like
that goes.
Being ignored?
No. Do you?
Sometimes.
I mean, I like me time, absolutely. But if I come home, many times I'll come home and I'll go, Mom, no response. Or if I'm going somewhere. And I'll tell my wife, hey, I'm running to do this. And then 5 minutes later, phone buzzes. Where are you? I'm like, I
just
left.
Told you.
Told you I was going to the store.
Yeah, I guess there's a difference between being ignored and giving your personal space. Yeah, because you're right. I hate when I do that, when I say something like, hey, tomorrow when you go to Target, can you pick up this? Oh, sure. So fast forward the next day. Did you grab this? Oh, wait, you never told me to get that. Yes, I did. You actually agreed with me. And it's like, oh, sorry. I guess I didn't hear you. Well, when you respond to me, but I do the same thing to him. So it goes both ways. It really does.
You ever lie about it? Oof. So for example, my wife has something going on this weekend. She wants me to attend, but I can't because of work. And I say, flat out lie. I'm like, I told you about my work thing 2 weeks ago. She's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yes, I did. She's like, oh, I must have not heard you. I'm like, I know. Not paying attention to me.
But you never even told her?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does she listen?
I'm good right now.
You are? Okay.
No, I'm good right now. Yeah, absolutely. She's still at the house.
Phone buzzing. Yeah. So, it looks like you will be attending after all. Also this morning, the Golden Knights, they could be without center Paul Stastny for up to 2 months. It was originally thought he would be out for at least 3 games, but Coach Gallant now says a lower body injury could keep him out longer. He was hurt October 8th in Buffalo. The Golden Knights back on the ice tonight. Are you excited to see them play again?
Absolutely. Buffalo.
Yeah.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock. When is your first game?
I don't know. I've been giving away my games to my kids, letting my husband
When's
take
your first
them.
Family game then going? When's the first?
We
you guys
only
are-
have 2 tickets. So we're not.
No, I mean, like,
have...
you guys have season tickets. When is your first? I know you don't have every game, but you have a certain package. When's your first game? Tonight?
For the family?
You guys bought season tickets, right?
Well, a partial package.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when is your first, whether Matt goes, Sophie and Brooklyn?
Oh, they already went.
They had their first game?
Well, they went to a preseason game. Our actual first, the first game of our season? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think it's coming up here. It's during the week,
oh, it's
I know.
A weeknight?
Yeah, it's a weeknight. So it's on the 24th versus okay. Vancouver. So, yeah. Did you want to go?
Weeknights are tough. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. You've got a work thing, right?
Yeah, I had a work thing. I told you about it weeks ago.
Finally, this morning, when this lady gets out of jail, she could have a decent career as a sideshow performer. People pay good money to see this type of thing. 52-year-old Daryl Hutton was being questioned by the cops near Tampa last Friday. They were looking for her boyfriend's keys for some reason. So she started digging through her purse for them. And while she was digging, a cop standing next to her spotted a crack pipe in the purse. So before they could grab it, she made a split-second decision and put the crack pipe in her mouth, then chewed it up and swallowed it.
Oh.
It was made of glass. When they got her to open her mouth, she was bleeding pretty heavily, but the crack pipe was gone. Not clear on the issue she may have had as the glass passed through her system, but the stunt didn't do her any good. She still got arrested. She's facing charges for tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, and possession of narcotics because she had pills in her purse and no prescription, so they still got her. But my gosh, can they use that as evidence? Like, look, this crazy woman ate a crack pipe.
Eat.
Yeah, no.
I envision like the Cookie Monster eating it.
Crack, crack, crack.
It's Lovely the Band, and if you like Lovely the Band, you might want to check out Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest, because they're going to be on that TV show today.
It's 7:01. I have a question. I need some help here because I got caught being sneaky this weekend, and I'm wondering if there's anything that you can pass for something else. Is there something that's cheap that you can pass off as an expensive version of something? 702-364-9400. So I was in charge of groceries this past week, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to save a couple of bucks on certain items, and I'm going to go with the cheaper versions. Usually we get the brand name version of certain things, but they're never going to know if I switch out for cheaper versions of things. So I did it on two things, and I got nailed right away. Like, there wasn't even, hey, is this different? It was more like, what is this? This is not our same whatever. So the first thing was cheese. So we buy, like, the sliced cheese, usually the name brand, the Sargento, okay? Mm-hmm. It comes sliced. The girls put it on their sandwiches that they make for their lunches, whatever. So I thought I would get the cheaper, non-Sargento brand, the store brand. So I get that. So my oldest is making her wrap for lunch. What's with this cheese? And it's all flimsy. She's like shaking it in front of me. What's with this cheese? I go, it's for your sandwich. She's like, this is not the good stuff. And she takes a bite. She goes, ew, it doesn't even taste good. I'm like, it's the cheaper version. It's delicious. I take a bite of it. I'm like, oh my. It's not as good as the Sargento.
But they don't even see the pack. Like, do you have put it in a container so they know?
Yes.
They can't tell. Like, you have a cheese holder or something.
I do that with all of our cheeses that are sliced and deli meats. The lady at the deli told me, don't leave it in the plastic bag that it comes in.
Put it in a container.
Put it in a container. It lasts longer, and you take the paper out of it and all that. So I always just set them in like a plastic container. She's like, ew. So I got caught on that. And then I got caught on cereal. And I should have known, because I've complained about it. I can tell the difference between cheap cereal and non-cheap cereal. But they were like, can we get Apple Jacks? I don't, you know, usually we don't get Apple Jacks. I'm like, sure. Well, I found a different version of Apple Jacks. It was the store Apple Jacks. I'm like, they'll never notice. I'll put it in the Tupperware thing. They'll be fine. First thing, my husband actually called me out. He's like, these are not Apple Jacks. I'm like, they are Apple Jacks. Look at them. They're Apple Jacks. They're not. They're smaller than Apple Jacks. The whole debate. Is there anything that you can't tell the difference between the good and the cheap stuff? 702-364-9400. Because on cheese and cereal, apparently you can. Is there anything you cannot tell the difference that's a good substitute for the other? I'm on a budget here. I'm trying to save some money.
Coffee, K-cups.
You can't tell the difference,
in my opinion. You've got to what? Is that Starbucks over there?
Yes.
So if I were to say, oh, let me go make you a K-cup and use some generic, you know, Fred's coffee that's really just a generic version, you would not be able to tell the difference, in my opinion, in K-cup coffee.
I feel like I could, because I can tell Starbucks coffee from anyone else's. It has a burnt taste to me, which I like.
But does it still have the taste with their K-cups? I'm talking about the K-cups. I do think if I got a cup of Dunkin' and a cup of Starbucks from each store, you could taste the difference. But regarding the K-cups, because I was in a situation, I drink Maxwell House, and I forgot it. And not that it's a fancy coffee, but the place I was at had some really cheap generic stuff. I'm like, I'll make this. And I couldn't tell the difference. It tasted just like coffee.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you gave me this Dunkin' Donuts K-cup that I have here and your Maxwell House K-cup, I think I could
tell the difference.
To me, already in my mind, I taste the Maxwell House. It's like...
We could fire them up and do a taste test later on and make one cup of Dunkin', one cup of my Maxwell, and see if you can taste the difference.
I don't know. I don't want to waste my... I don't want to drink Maxwell House coffee, to be quite honest. some text coming in at 21732. You can tell the difference between good and cheap vodka. Huge difference. You're a vodka drinker.
The next morning, you can tell the difference.
You can?
As far as hangovers, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Really quick, Ashley just wants to... Ashley, what's your suggestion?
If you're going to get generic cereals, they're kind of generic, the malt oatmeal. My mom used to buy them when I was a kid, and I couldn't tell the difference between them and the actual name brand cereals.
The malt oatmeal. I've seen those, yes. I think there's generic, there's malt oatmeal, and then there's brand name. It's a mid-carter.
I liked malt oatmeal. It's been a lot. The chocolate one was so good. Pasta sauces, toilet paper. Don't
never
switch those out. No, I would never do that. What kind of monster do you think I am?
Coming up here in the dirt, why are Bieber, Justin Bieber's friends, calling him confused and conflicted? Details coming up. Here we go. Here's your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday.
It's Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. Sponsored by Fremont Street Experiences, free concert featuring the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones on October 20th. Here's this hour's keyword.
This hour's keyword is video. Video. V-I-D-E-O. Text the code word video to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance at $1,000.
Again, that word is video. The number is 72881, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, just go to our website, mix941.fm.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity juice and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
Selena Gomez, her recent emotional breakdown appears to be, we talked about this last week, at least partly as a result of Justin Bieber's marriage to Hailey Baldwin. Sources say that Justin's engagement and quick marriage threw her off guard and hit her really hard. Justin was her first big love, and she isn't over him. Well, now, Selena's health issues are messing with Justin's head. They say he feels like she's part of his life, and he wants her to be happy and healthy. Now, they're saying, though, this whole thing could be a problem down the road for Justin and his new wife, Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah, do you think?
Have you ever been in a relationship where you're dating someone who wasn't over the ex? And how did that go?
I have not been in that situation, but I've been the one who wasn't over the ex dating someone new. And it's just like you're not fully invested. You're almost trying to use them as a distraction to keep you from thinking
yes
that person. And it's just not fair to the person you're currently with. It really isn't.
Isn't there some kind of unwritten rule? So let's say you date someone for a year, you need 3 months to get over that person. I thought there was some kind of rule that went along with it.
They say it's half the time you spent with that person. So if you're together for 3 years, it should take you a year and a half to get over them.
To get over the person.
Yeah.
All right. So Maroon 5, get this, still has the number one song in the country.
Cause girls like you run around with guys like me to sundown when I come through. I need
4 weeks in a row.
Wow.
But check this out. I'm so excited about this. Moving up the charts, the number 5 song in the country is our new favorite.
In the shadow.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
It's doing so well. And I love the memes of
the turnaround
scene.
Memes.
Yeah, I want to look at they're so funny. I can't get enough of those. I just was looking at a few more of them this morning. They're so funny.
Those are pretty funny. A little side note regarding the charts. Drake does not have a song in the top 10. This is the first time in 37 weeks that he has not been in the top 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drake's got to get some hit songs, buddy. What are you doing, man?
What are you slacking off there, Drake?
Imagine you're in L.A. You've just boarded a Delta flight flying to New York City. You finally settled in. The plane starts to taxi away from the airport and everything. And the pilot comes on and says, sorry, folks, we got to turn around. There's an incident.
What's the incident?
You're like, what? What's going on? We have to remove a passenger.
Oh.
That passenger was Tara Reid.
She's always getting in trouble. I saw the still from it. What was she doing anyway?
She boards this flight thinking she had a window seat, but she actually booked an aisle. So that was issue number one. She was complaining she didn't have enough room. She didn't get a pillow. She was just raising a big old stink, and the pilot's like, enough! Turn around, get me off this plane.
Yeah, seriously. People who... It can't just keep it together for a couple of hours on a plane and have to raise an issue. It's so annoying.
And get it. Yes, well, your ticket says aisle. Sorry, Tara Reid, you thought you booked a window, but look, that person has the window ticket. You're an aisle. So sit down. We'll get you a pillow when we take off. And if you want more room, in my opinion, the aisle gives you the most room.
Well,
you have that little
extra
space to stretch out.
But you're not the star of Sharknado.
True.
So you should get whatever you want.
Sharknado 1, 2, 3, and 4, by the way.
Exactly.
That Queen movie that's coming out in November 2nd, it's called Bohemian Rhapsody. It looks like it's going to be a great flick. So to celebrate the occasion, Shawn Mendes and Teddy Geiger, released a cover of Queen and David Bowie's classic Under Pressure. Here's a little sample of that song. Not bad, huh? Like a blind man,
sat on the fence, but it don't work. I'm going to go against the grain and say I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it.
No kidding. I thought it was really good.
I don't even hear the original in it. And maybe that's the point, to take your, give your own spin on it. But
well, hold on a second. You were saying that you couldn't stand the Toto Africa because it sounds exactly like the original. So now these guys put a spin on it.
It's too different.
Really interesting. Hey, yeah. No one's coming down on you.
I'm just being honest. But nope. I don't know. I don't fault you if you do.
Profits from the song will be donated to the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which was founded by Queen to support the global fight against HIV and AIDS. So nothing will be coming from you then.
No. Well, I would still love to contribute. It's just I don't need a copy of the song. You can get my copy to someone else.
Oh, send it my way. That's very nice of you. Just in case you missed it. Let you know that tomorrow morning is the first ever Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show.
Oh, it's a wrestler, isn't it?
No, wrestler was
our... This is the wrestling music, isn't it?
I'm not saying anything. I will tell you, the show number 800 surprise guest was Stone Cold Steve Austin. Zero wrestlers. This is all about you tomorrow, Mercedes. And you get to play along, those of us listening. We figured we'd have some mystery guests, because we always have them on birthdays or the 800 shows. Why not have a real surprise and bring in mystery guests on a days when you're not expecting it?
I'm really curious. I have no idea who's coming on, but now I figure it's got to be a wrestler. Is this like Bob the Builder Austin?
No, did someone recognize this music in Texas, by the way?
No.
In Texas show?
No, nothing.
Because this is a wrestler's theme song.
It sounds like a wrestler's theme song.
But tomorrow, it has nothing to do with wrestling. Zero wrestlers will be here at the radio station. Mystery guest number one at 6:30.
Jerry the Jumpman Carlisle.
Ah! Is he tweeting that he's in town?
I'm here. Have me on. I'll surprise her.
Mystery guest number two at 8:50. So 6:30 and 8:50. Two Razzle Dazzle mystery guests.
Have you ever given a one-star rating to anything or anyone? One star, like your experience was so bad, you're like, that's it. I'm writing a one-star review on this. And what was it for? 702-364-9400. So my friend Jen posts yesterday, my Lyft driver is getting one star for... playing Christmas music in October.
I'm
not okay. I commented. I'm like, rude. That is a happy person trying to make you happy. And you're going to ruin their rating as a driver with your one-star review. Rude. I did write rude twice.
You double ruder?
Yes. I think that's rude.
Oh, this feels right.
Doesn't it? Have you ever given a driver or just any place a one-star review? 702-364-9400. I would give that David Bowie, or what would we look at? That Queen remix?
Oh, the Shawn Mendes, Teddy Geiger, Under Pressure.
Yeah, I would give that a one-star.
You would give that song a one-star review?
I didn't like it. I'd give that a one-star.
There was a company that I had hired for services.
Mm. Can you say what kind?
I'm not going to say.
Let's not say business names.
No,
specific
let's not put anyone on blast.
But you can allude to what they did.
Locked in a date for something last week. Oh. They said your window was, I think it was a noon to three window.
Okay.
Awesome. Got home. Had all this work. I could just sitting at the house for 3 hours. Said company never arrived.
They didn't even show up?
Didn't even show up.
No call to tell you what happened?
Nothing.
So you left a one-star review?
I'm always afraid of retaliation. Somehow I feel like Uber, because they know where you live. They're picking up at your house.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a bad review because I feel like they'll come back and do something to my house. So if I were to be leaving a one-star review, it would be for this company last week who said, hey, your window's noon to three. See you then. 3 o'clock, nowhere to be found.
What if something really bad happened, though? What if, you know, God forbid someone got in an accident? Like, what if there was more to it than them just forgetting you? I always try to look at that side.
Oh, I didn't do the one star, but if I were to in my travels over the past couple weeks, that would be a one star.
You should call and find out what happened. 702-364-9400 is our number. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you give a one star review?
I did.
For what?
Very first time I ever took Uber. The driver, who lived about a quarter mile from me, it took her 15 minutes to get there. She kept insisting that I give her my gate code, and I don't have a gate code. And when she finally got there, we were going to the airport, and she was going on the freeway at 45 miles an hour at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody's passing by and honking and swerving around her, and we thought we were going to die.
Now, did she in turn give you a rating?
That was the very first. She actually gave me a 5-star rating, and I felt kind of bad.
But that's annoying. I get it. Maybe I would have gotten 2 stars.
I've been in that Uber before on the 215 where the driver's just going a little bit too slow. I'm like, dude, come on. Give me 5 more miles.
Oh, wow.
Step it up a little bit.
Let's talk to Eddie. Eddie, why did you give a 1-star review? There we go. Eddie, good morning.
Edie.
What was the reason for that?
The reason for my horrible spa experience.
What happened?
Well, I tried to schedule an appointment. It probably took me a month. And then I finally get in. I purchased, you know, a group of sessions. I finally get in, and they say you should do this every 2 weeks. Well, they didn't have one thing in 2 weeks, an appointment available. I had to wait a month. And then it was a different esthetician. And I said, well, where's so-and-so? And she said, she left. She no longer works here. Okay, so I scheduled again, and it had to be 3 weeks out. And here's a different esthetician. And I said, where's so-and-so? Oh, she no longer works here.
Everyone's leaving. And everyone's like, I'm out of here. They've been, as employees, give it a 1-star review. Let's talk to Amy. Amy, why'd you give a 1-star review?
Okay, so my battery on my car was completely dead. And I called a tow company that was working through my insurance. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll be there in like 20 minutes. I waited 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's getting a big old 1-star. Is a 0-star possible? We're getting some texts here. My car sales guy called my mom and I the B word when we commented on his driving.
Ooh. Dang.
Wow.
Going for a test drive?
Wow. Please don't start with Christmas yet. Oh, man. I like it. Stephanie says, I completely agree that Christmas music should not be played at a place of business until after Thanksgiving. Is it up to the Lyft or Uber driver to choose the music based on the passenger, or do they pick it based on what they want? They're driving.
True. I always feel like I always get in the car and they have one station on, and then it's like the driver looks in the rearview mirror, sees me, and I always find it interesting what station they turn it to. Like, they're profiling me to see what kind of music. I'm like, oh, you thought I'm this kind of person. Very interesting.
I would profile you. I think just on your flannel shirts, I would go, like, maybe either a classic rock or a country station. I don't think I would put on mix for you.
I got in one, and he had mix on, and he changed it to something. It was like Drake or something. He changed it to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah,
oh, he would like some Drake.
Yeah. Hot 3's coming up next. What do you have?
All right. So Halloween is right around the corner. What are the predictions for this year's most popular Halloween costume? Can you guess? Also, speaking of Halloween, Papa John's kind of changing it up. We'll tell you what they're going to do. And saying this word may ease your anxiety. What is the word? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
I think we go out with this news immediately.
What news is that?
It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Halloween, just about 2 weeks away. And if you don't know what you're going to dress up as, well, maybe it's time to just say, I'll go as a superhero. A new survey asked people what costumes they think will be the most popular this year, and pretty much superheroes. Number one is Black Panther. That's the big prediction, the one you're going to see the most. Also, Wonder Woman, number two, and any one of the Fortnite skins, which is what I had mentioned. I was going to dress up as Bright Bomber.
Are you still thinking about doing the...
I was, but then my youngest daughter got a really cool costume, and I'm not allowed to say what it is, but I like it for me, and her costume won't fit me. She's too small, but I thought about getting an adult version of it. That could be kind of funny. I don't know. Are we going to come in and are we going to wear costumes here or no?
Have we ever, you and I, worn costumes into work before?
Yes.
We have?
You were a Ghostbuster and I was
you were the lucky lady from baseball.
A League of Their Own.
Yes. We did it last year, was it not?
Wasn't it last year?
It was last year. Then let's suit up, baby, because I've got my costume ready to roll.
You already have it?
I do.
Why did you get it? Where are you planning to wear it?
I thought I needed it for something else. I thought I had to dress up for something else,
for
but
what?
I don't. I don't want to say.
A party?
No. No, don't be silly.
What? Oh, now I'm curious. What did you think you had to dress up as?
It's nothing bad. I don't want to give anything away. I'm just going to show up with a costume.
But there was something you thought you had to dress up for? What would you need to show up for in a costume?
If I say what it is, then it would give it away. Like, I can't say what it was for because then they'll say, oh, you're dressing up as a blank.
Oh.
So if I can let anyone tell you off the air because then you'll know what I'm dressing up as. I thought I needed to dress up for something, to fit something, and it turns out I did not.
So you had the costume.
So I had a costume all laid out, and they said, turns out I'm not going to that, was not doing something, so I didn't need the costume.
Was it in like an event?
No. Mm-mm.
Was it something for the TV show?
It was something for the TV show.
Okay.
But I don't want to say what it was because then it would give it away what my costume was. You'll never get it in a million years. It was something that I was going to do, and I'm like, oh, I know, I will dress up. Like this, it'll be great. And the TV thing didn't happen. I'm like, oh, I still got the costume. I'll save it for Halloween.
Oh, now I'm wondering what it could possibly be. I think I know.
You won't guess.
I think I know. We'll see.
You won't guess. Well, I'll dress up, though. I'll do it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get myself something. The rest of the popular costumes include Deadpool, Captain America, The Incredibles. Meanwhile, the top three celebrity costumes are Donald Trump, Cardi B, and Stormy Daniels, followed by Meghan Markle, Beyonce, and LeBron James. All right, so it's been kind of a rough year for Papa John's. Maybe they'll save their company by strategically arranging some pepperoni. They've got a new Halloween pizza, and it's shaped like a jack-o'-lantern, which is what a pizza is usually shaped like, right?
Yeah, so...
But I guess it has a little nub on top, like a pumpkin stem, and the pepperoni is all laid out to make eyes, a smile, and a border around the edge. The pizzas are available through Halloween. They cost $24 for a large, but you can get $13 off with the coupon code JACKOLANTERN. You should probably use that coupon. $13 off.
Right.
Yeah. A $24 pizza. I think I'll take a $13 off coupon.
You see the story about the guy who is like he's in his 40s, has been eating pizza every single day, either for dinner or for lunch. Just pizza, pizza, pizza. And the guy looks somewhat healthy.
Yeah, he
does.
For
every single meal eating pizza. Or every meal. But I think it was majority of the time it was for dinner. He always says pizza.
I'm throwing away my third hot three story.
Is that guy?
That's my story for next hour. Hot
oh,
three.
Was it really about the guy who eats pizza every
That's okay, though. I mean, is there anything you would eat every day? Like one food that you could eat every day and not get sick of?
Would you get sick of pizza every single day?
I don't think I would. I think I could eat pizza every single day. Like if I allowed myself to do it, I don't think I would ever get sick of pizza. I really do enjoy it. I know you never eat pizza anymore.
I had pizza this past weekend.
Oh, it was vegan pizza?
Yeah, it was delicious, actually. It was so good. It was so good. Sunday night. It was delicious.
I don't think I would get sick of that, and I don't think I would get sick of hummus. Those are like two of my favorite things to eat.
Oh, I would get sick of hummus, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many different vessels you could choose to get that hummus delivered to your mouth. Cucumbers, celery, pita chips, bread. Oh, man. You could change it up every single day. Hummus is the gift that keeps
on
giving.
So you're mixing it up, but the hummus is the same, but your vessel is different every day.
Yeah, you change up the vessel. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. All right, finally this morning, a psychologist suggests using this word to help you feel less anxious. Whether you're prone to anxiety, sometimes it feels like there's nothing you can do when that feeling sinks in. Your heart starts pounding, but psychologists say this easy strategy could help you deal with it. They suggest using the word nevertheless to manage your anxious thoughts. They say that this helps us not feel so discouraged and turn what could be a disastrous day into a positive one. So how does this one word help us with anxiety? Well, it encourages us to stop and acknowledge our options, which could inspire positive thoughts. So let me give you an example because I couldn't figure this one out. So if you're starting to feel anxious, let's say you have a big presentation at work. You tell yourself, I think I'm going to fail at this presentation.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I'm going to get up there and give it my best, just like I rehearsed. They say it might not work every time, but it could help next time anxiety starts to take over. Like, I'm really nervous to dress up as this thing for Halloween. Nevertheless, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have fun with it. You throw that in, it can really change your attitude and your anxiety.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
I don't know what to do for dinner tonight. Nevertheless.
I'm going to find something.
I'm going to find something.
If it kills me.
I'll find something different outside of pizza.
My vessel will be, for hummus, will be changing daily.
Tell me what WWE superstars, whose music is this, Mercedes?
William the Tag Man Dorpel.
Dorpel? Oh, wait. Recognize it now?
Yeah. That is Gene the Mean Green Slime Machine.
The Slime Machine, yes. And Mean Gene the Green Slime Machine.
Isn't Mean Joe Green or Joe? Isn't there a Gene?
Mean Gene Okerlund.
That's what I meant.
SmackDown is coming to town. T-Mobile Arena in December. It's going to be awesome. Tickets go on sale the 19th, which I believe is Friday. We actually have your tickets coming up next hour at 8:25. It's the number one song in the country 4 weeks in a row. Hey, real quick, we have to say happy birthday to someone.
Happy birthday
to Mr.
No one else loves you as much as John Mayer.
Oh, no, I'm talking local connection, but a big time baseball star.
Flea,
also known as Bryce Harper.
Oh, it's Bryce Harper's birthday.
Bryce Harper's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
He should be back in town. If you're listening, Bryce, happy birthday.
He is. He posted something back in town the other day. I can't remember what it was, but I wish he would call.
I know. You should call and so we can. No.
I just clicked.
No, wait. Calm down. Hold on.
Tomorrow's a Razzle Dazzle mystery guest show, and maybe, is he one of the mystery guests?
I'm not going to say. We've got two mystery guests booked for tomorrow morning, 6:30 and 8:50. A Razzle Dazzle mystery guest show.
Okay. I'll make sure I wear my nicest outfit and get my hair
put on some fancy perfume.
And get my nails done. I want to look nice and good.
I will tell you this. First time mystery guest on all of them.
Oh, well, there goes that.
So come in with ratty hair and don't bother bathing.
No, I still have to look nice, presentable. You never knew who it could be.
You'll be blindfolded and handcuffed and have to identify the guest.
Handcuffed? Are handcuffs really necessary?
It's a new wrinkle in the Razzle Dazzle Mystery Show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. 8:01 is the time right now. Hey, as you're driving to work, look at the people driving next to you.
And wave at them. If they wave back, you're both listening to us.
No, don't do that. Don't take your hands off the steering wheel.
You can take one hand off your wheel and wave to the person next to you.
I wonder if anyone's doing that.
Give a thumbs up and see if the person gives you a thumbs up back.
Tell us if you even just looked at someone, made eye contact, where you're like, should we wave? Or, okay, quick little wave. Anyway, if there's a teen next to you driving, know that that teen driver, it's a safer driver than someone in their 20s. Teen drivers are safer drivers than people in their 20s. They just did this big study, and they had driving instructors test drivers, rating each driver on a scale of 1 to 4. And they looked at a bunch of different factors. They looked at age, and they looked at gender, and some other things. And they found that age mattered when it came to driving ability, with teens being better drivers than those in their 20s.
Riddle me this. Are teens very anxious to start driving? Because my niece, she's 17 years old. I was talking to my sister about this. She has no interest in driving whatsoever. At 17, I was counting down the days until I turned 16 to get that driver's license. Who waited the longest for something? Okay, that's the 17 right now is the age to be get your driver's license.
She has no interest. Why?
Like, zero. Just does not have any interest.
How does she get around everywhere?
My sister and brother-in-law drive her places.
Does she go out with her friends? Do they drive?
I don't know if any of her, some of her girlfriends do drive. Yes. But majority of the time, they're taking her to, I think she's got a part-time job on the weekend. They'll drop her off. They'll pick her up. She takes the school bus to school. Doesn't have to worry about anything else. No, 17, no interest in driving. It blew my mind because I could not wait to start driving.
I got my driver's license on 3 days after my 16th birthday. And I remember I was just so upset that I didn't get it on the day of my birthday. Like, there was, my parents were taking us out to dinner, so there was no time on my birthday. The next day, nobody could take me. The day after that, they're like they forgot. And then finally, they're on the 25th. They're like, oh, okay, we'll take you. And that's when I got my driver's license. And I was livid that I had to wait 3 days later than my birthday. It was frustrating.
Yeah, 3 days. This girl's 17. Sweetheart, love the girl to death. But 17, no interest in getting a driver's license.
Do you think it's because there's not as much need for it? Like, maybe she's getting around okay. Maybe she's scared. I know a lot of people that just don't feel like cars are a necessity anymore, especially if you live in a big city. I know they don't.
And they're not. They're
city.
Kind of out in the suburbs and everything, where you do have to drive to school or the grocery store or get
Can
your friends out.
Can they walk there?
No.
It's not close
no,
enough?
No, you're not walking to stuff.
Tiffany, how long did you wait till you got your driver's license?
I waited till 25 till I had my first child. I didn't see a need for it.
How were you getting around everywhere?
I basically just took the bus and I traveled with friends. I didn't want to be the designated driver always, and I didn't want to be the guy that everyone rode with.
Oh, that's true. You never have to be the designated driver.
If you don't have a driver's license.
I can't drive. Sorry. I guess I'll just have another glass of wine. No big deal.
I don't got my license. I'm 30-some years old. I don't have a driver's license, too.
Jocelyn, you didn't get your license until late, didn't you?
No, I was 21 years old.
Why did you? Why the wait? Why weren't you so anxious to get in there?
I was anxious getting up to it, but my parents were very protective, and, you know, I'm the only girl, I'm the oldest, and I'm the test trial kid, and they're like, I don't know if it's safe. So I didn't get my license until I was 21, but my brother was 17, so he got his license before me, which is weird.
So when Mercedes...
Wait, your brother got your license
yes,
before
there was
you?
Like a good like month or two that like he would come and pick me up from work or like at school. And it was really funny and embarrassing, but my parents were just scared. I don't know, they're a baby girl.
Do parents treat boys different than they treat girls?
Yes.
I agree. Because my brother didn't have a curfew. I had a curfew.
Really?
Uh-huh. He could come home whenever he wanted to. And my dad would flat out tell me, you're a girl. And it would make me so angry. But her little baby brother was driving her around because she didn't have her license. Like, that's so crazy.
I remember when she started working here and she had never driven on the freeway, and you went in the car with her and took her out on the freeway. So that was legitimately straight up the first time she drove on the freeway.
Yeah. And now, are you all over the 215, or do you just stick to side streets still?
No, I take the freeway. I'm not afraid anymore.
What's the longest distance you've driven? Have you driven to California yet?
No, I want to. I really want to test it out. So
go. Let's go. How it is.
Let's go to Prim.
I'm too afraid of driving in California on those freeways there. It's scary. Yeah. Like, the barrier wall is right next to your door. I'm always like, oh, I'm going to hit it. It's so scary. Have you ever been at a gas station where someone says to you, hey, you got a couple bucks? They come up to you right at the pump, and you're like, oh,
yes.
Yeah, here you go. That's happened to you a lot, right?
Yes.
Have you ever had...
happened to all of us, right?
Yeah. Shortly thereafter, an issue with your credit card?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. That's happened to me before, where I've had people come up to me and ask for money. And then I've also had people come stand next to me and not do anything and then just kind of leave. And I always thought it was odd. And now I know why. Because one of my friends was telling me he got a message. His bank emailed him and said that there was this fraudulent attempt by someone to get money out of his account, and they were trying to take $2,000 at a postal place using his debit card number. And so he calls the bank, they freeze his account, and he asks how it happens, and he says that people have those digital skimmers in their pockets, and they will just grab your debit card numbers. They have to be close to you, though, to get them.
Wait, your debit card, that doesn't make any sense.
It does.
The debit card has to be in use. So I go to the pump, put my debit card in, punch in the information, and they're coming up to me. They can suck the information out of the gas pump?
That's what he said happened to him.
Has this happened to anyone? Anyone back this story?
These credit... Well, they have the skimmers on the some of the pumps sometimes.
Yes.
And I haven't seen one of those in a long time. But they say you just shake them and it'll pop right off.
Or if you're going to put your card in and it's not sliding in easily, don't force it. Something's going on inside there.
But he was telling me, he was talking to the bank about this. And our number is 702-364-9400. Has this ever happened to you or do you know about this? You can text us also at 21732. So he said it could have happened in the line at a store. It doesn't have to just be at a gas pump. So if someone is in close proximity to you, they can grab your debit card number. They say that the number one place is a gas station. So to always be aware that there are not people around you. And apparently the biggest cities that this happens the most often is LA and Las Vegas.
But then if that's the case, if this magical machine that can just read your credit card through your purse or something, why aren't these crooks just on the strip walking up and down all day sucking people's credit cards information from their wallets and purses?
I remember I got a message from the Gucci store. Well, it was from my credit card company, but there was someone at the Gucci store on the strip buying stuff. And I'm like, no, that is not me. And then they head over to Louis Vuitton. They start trying to buy stuff.
Your credit card was skimmed at a gas station here in town that is highly skimmable.
Well, I thought it was there. That was the only place I could think of. But who knows? Maybe someone walked by me and just took it out of thin air. They're just literally grabbing these numbers out of thin air. And the only reason why he got alerted was because he has a chip in his card and they made a card. There's no chip in it.
Oh.
So that's how they knew something was up. Let's talk to Rodney. Rodney, do you know about this?
Hey, yeah, actually. So I used to work retail, and I was a manager, and this all happened within an hour's time. Some lady was able to scan my card, and she was able to, I don't know if she went outside and had someone print one for her, but she started trying to use it at the store I worked at.
And it was your name on there?
It was my name. Well, I never saw the card, but it was my number that she was trying to scan. So my bank called me right away and told me, and I was able to, you know, track it down to which person at the register was having trouble paying. And so I was able to call the police and they came right away and arrested her. And then it all happened within an hour.
Wow. You're lucky that you were able to get her. Yeah, because...
But I fully believe the skimming stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's happened to me. I've been skimmed at a gas station pump or somewhere looking back. I just don't think this magical machine exists where I can walk right next to your purse and suck your credit card information out of your purse and into my machine?
It exists. It exists. Maya, good morning.
Hi. First, I want to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
That is true. I had a similar incident with my daughter and I. We had an incident online where some scammer was trying to clean us out of our bank account. It happens a lot. And the bank told us that you can go to get gas and put your ATM in there, and they have devices that literally clean you out.
That's so terrifying.
It's very scary. And love that you listen, Maya. And that I believe. But again, no one has called in with someone walked by with this magical machine that sucks your credit card information and makes a credit card on the spot.
But I don't know that you know that the person has the magical machine. Unless you have it, I don't think you're going to call up and say, yes, I do it.
I'm doing it right now, JC.
Terry, you have a way to combat that. What's that?
Yeah, there's two things. You can buy a sleeve that you can put your card in, and that it protects it from anything that can get through it. Also, now they actually sell wallets that have that protection built into it, and I have one.
I've heard about those. It has like a, it's not like a metal, but it's something that you cannot read through it, right?
Exactly. You can't even tell. I just went and bought a normal wallet at Kohl's the other day, and it had that protection already built into it. You don't even know it.
need to get
one. So they do exist.
That's great. A lot of people are saying that it's happening too. Identity theft is happening the same way with passports, where they can read it. It's scary. So be careful. Someone gets really close to you.
Punch him.
Yeah. Just punch him.
Get away from me. You're trying to steal my credit card information.
When you get arrested, tell him JC told you. Tell him JC sent you.
Excuse me, sir. Get away from me.
I just wanted to tell you that I like your hair.
You know, carry around a spray bottle. If someone gets close to you, spray them in the face with water.
Oh, my
gosh.
Get
away.
Hello, sir. Would you like to buy some Girl Scouts?
Get away from me. Time to win right now. This is great. WWE SmackDown is coming to town. We've got your tickets, a four-pack of tickets. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
We have four categories for you guys to choose from. So you pick which one you want. You pick your partner. You get 6 and 60. You win. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Tony.
Yes, hi.
Hey, good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
Yes. Cool. Awesome. That's seriously awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Well, let's do this, Tony. We want to get you these tickets to SmackDown. We need you to pick a category, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to go with Stargazer, Eating Good, 31 Nights, or Let's Play?
Stargazer.
Okay. This is Astronomy Week. Not sure if you guys knew that, but these are all things that are associated with astronomy, okay?
Okay.
No. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick JC.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
You got this.
60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. And you go to WWE SmackDown Live. It says Stargazer, all about astronomy. We start now. This is the red planet. I think it's the fourth planet from the sun.
Mars?
Yes. This one, we look up at the nighttime in the sky and we see these.
The moon. Stars.
Stars is correct. Haley was one of these. It comes by, like, a famous one was named Haley.
Comet?
Yes, that is correct. To look at the moon, you would use a what?
A telescope.
Yes. We've been talking about it so far. It's up in the night sky. It's not a stars.
The moon.
Yes, moon is correct. And then Leo and Libra, all these figures in the sky, they are?
Astronomical signs.
You know what? We'll pass on that one. We'll pass on the next one. The Challenger was one of these. These take you up into the moon and stuff like that.
Space shuttle.
Another name. You're very close. A pirate. Not a shuttle, but a
ship. Space ship.
Yes.
Yikes.
Oh, you guys got it. Nice job. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you guys so much.
We rumbled and stumbled our way to the finish line, and that's how I like it.
That's all that matters.
Tony, congratulations. You got a 4-pack of tickets to WWE SmackDown Live. They go on sale this Friday, but you're all set with yours.
All right. Thank you.
Have fun. That'll be great, Tony. We'll get you your information right now. And if you're trying to win SmackDown tickets, we'll have them all week long. Your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour.
It's Charlie Puth as we do.
The Mercedes Hot 3.
Calm down, buddy.
Mix 94.1.
Oh my God.
Comes in all hot and heavy pushing buttons, as I like to say.
You really want the Hot 3, don't you?
Jeez, Charlie. That's Charlie Puth as we do 60 plus minutes commercial free.
All right. A new survey asked people, what our top basic human rights should be in 2013? Human rights. What do you think is your basic human right?
The freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech was number 3 on there.
Hmm.
Access to water was number 1. Now, the first few could have been the same a few hundred years ago, like 100 years ago. The top 30 get interesting. So you have access to water, you have the right to a fair trial, freedom of speech, free health care, access to shelter, the right to be loved. But then it starts getting into some weird things, like free Wi-Fi. You think that's a basic human right, free Wi-Fi? Phone charging stations. The right to a 4G signal.
Yes.
Let us fight for this right. A phone battery that lasts more than a day also got a lot of votes. And a few more that made the list include the right to retire early. The right to always choose your seat on a plane. The right to work flexible hours. And my favorite, at number 30, the right to party.
Mercedes, by the magic of... I was trying to find the straight... What's in there, Jen? Jen talking to me in my ear. But I was trying to find the Stranger Things theme song, and I can't. But you know, we have that special power. We can talk to the beyond, the afterlife. And actually, George Washington is here with us.
What?
Hello!
What are you talking about?
I want you to explain to our forefathers what some of these items are. So please explain to George Washington, who has no idea what Wi-Fi is, what Wi-Fi is.
Okay, George Washington. Hello, Mr. Washington.
Hello, Mercedes. I am George Washington.
Wi-Fi stands for wireless... What does the Fi stand for? Fidelity? Okay. Wi-Fi helps... It's all around us. It surrounds us, Mr. Washington. And it is...
We must eliminate our enemies. They're surrounding us, this Wi-Fi. And you want this?
It gives you a special power.
Ooh.
It gives you the ability to obtain knowledge before others.
Speak on, child. Speak on.
You just have to be fast about it. That's all it is, Mr. Washington.
This magical power surrounds you, children of the future.
It allows us to connect these little devices to communicate with one another. I can look you up. I can tell you all about you, George Washington.
Young Mercedes, how did this Wi-Fi help me cross the Delaware River on Christmas Day?
It'll tell you, you can look up the weather conditions to know whether or not it would be smooth sailing for you.
I see.
Yes.
Interesting.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Washington.
Got to go. Hey, and by the way, where's our Stranger Things music bed's gone?
That
bit has no impact if there's no Stranger Things.
Yeah,
to
you really need
it. Really sounds
kinda
stupid.
Yeah, it was just like JC is making a weird voice.
Really dumb.
For the first time, young women have overtaken men as the most irritating snorers.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I bet you snore loud, don't you?
No.
Really?
Wow, that's insulting. You are all about the insults. What the heck? Despite the nighttime noise making being mainly associated with middle-aged men, it's actually younger women who are keeping the most people up at night. While 31% of men studied, they snored 3 times per week, the figure was actually 34% for females in the age 25 to 34 age group. However, in the older age groups, it was men who tended to snore the most. But women, young women, snoring quite a bit. Not something you would expect.
I snore. It's only one on my back, though.
Flip me
over on my stomach and I'm good.
My husband says I make grunting and like helpless noises, like, and I make little weird noises like that.
Are these in your dreams? You're being chased
or
something? Yeah,
and I catch myself doing it. Like when you start dreaming and I'll like twitch and I'll go, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh gosh, what was I doing? It's really bizarre. I make weird noises.
We need cameras in the bedroom
for
filming you sleeping.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Nothing else, please.
Finally, this morning, it's not the sexiest guy alive from the magazine cover that you're fantasizing about the most, ladies. Experts say, who do you think your wife fantasizes about the most?
Oh, I know.
Who?
Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo?
The most
of anyone.
Right now, it's Chris Cuomo. She loves that guy.
I would beg to differ on that. According to researchers at the Kinsey Institute, the person that women fantasize about the most are their current romantic partners. 9 out of 10 women say they have fantasized about a current romantic partner.
Well, look at this. Just in time, your husband's on the phone.
Oh.
So do you fantasize about Matt when you have fantasies?
I fantasize about him every single
time. Oh, that is a lie.
No, that is not a lie.
You never think, no other image of another man crosses your mind.
Let's see, who do you think I fantasize about, Matt?
I don't know, because normally you're sleeping like you're in a holdup. So if you're dreaming and fantasizing about me with your hands up in the air, man, we got.
I sleep like I'm Jesus on the cross.
Or a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's how I sleep. And didn't you say I had my hands actually up the other night?
Yeah, you had both hands up the other night like you were someone was giving you a stick 'em up. And then the other night, there was one arm that was just up like in a hook.
Really?
What are you doing?
He says I sleep in the weirdest position.
Matt, you got to take some photos. That's too funny.
Oh, I can't do that. It'd be so rude. Then you wouldn't be able to sleep.
Oh, I could still sleep. Who do you fantasize about the most?
You.
Oh,
look at the most honest couple here. We each fantasize about each other.
Okay, if it's not us, if it's not me, then who?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, stop that.
Oh, stop that. Stick him up.
Who is it? Just give me a name.
I don't know offhand. I'm sorry. It's a green light.
Goodbye. I would say like Chris Hemsworth.
For Matt, that's what you think
for
of.
For me.
Oh, okay.
And probably for Matt, too. He's a darn looking, good looking guy.
Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
If you missed the announcement tomorrow morning, we've got a razzle dazzle mystery guest show lined up for you. Lined up for you, Mercedes. Tomorrow morning, 6:30, mystery guest number one will be in studio.
Okay.
You'll be blindfolded. You listening as you're driving to work. Clues will be given. You got to guess who the mystery guest is. Then, 8:50, so tomorrow morning, right now at this time, we'll have mystery guest number two in studio. Now, here's what makes this razzle-dazzle mystery guest show so special. There's no rhyme or reason behind it, so we really caught you off guard.
It's just a surprise. Just to mess with me, I guess, but that's I'm it.
No,
excited.
This is good. This is good. It's going to be fun.
Did
good
you
guess.
Change your shirt?
No.
Were you wearing that shirt all morning long?
Yeah.
Okay, whoa. I need to wake up. That's weird.
Yeah.
I just know. Seriously? You didn't just change?
No.
Okay, maybe the light's hitting it differently.
I'm
now
standing
that it's
up
dark.
Versus sitting down.
Okay.
I am standing right now, everyone.
It literally Paint looks like a different shirt that you were wearing. It's new, huh?
This?
Yeah.
Years old.
Seriously.
Blue V-neck, you see?
The V-neck,
I wore yesterday.
Old.
I wore this V-neck yesterday.
You're wearing the exact same V-neck?
It's clean.
You cleaned it last night?
No, I literally wore it for 5 hours yesterday. It doesn't get dirty.
Ew. That's... You wore the same t-shirt that you wore yesterday?
Yes.
Gross.
I wore it just here to the radio station. And that 5 hours, it got filthy dirty?
Well,
no,
think about your armpits sweat. And
it's not manual labor.
Body.
I'm not sweating in here.
You just said you had a fever.
Last week.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was talking to a coworker about working out, and he was asking me how often I go to the gym and stuff. And I said, I get there a few times a week. And he said, well, how long do you go? And I try to keep it about an hour or so. He said, oh, interesting. And he asked me if I like it. And I said, yeah, I do. I said, but, you know, I try to keep it around that hour time frame because there really is nothing out there that can go that you can enjoy for more than an hour. Think about it. Is there something out there that you could do for over an hour and be enjoying it? Me at the gym, you take me up to that hour point, I'm really enjoying it.
Really?
For some reason, I'm there after an hour. I get past that 60 point. I'm like, all right, I want to get out of here. I'm done with it. Think about it. What can you do for an hour that you would still be enjoying after that 1 hour mark?
I can think of something right away. Like, it's the first thing I thought of.
Go ahead. What do you got?
It involves working out, but it's... I love playing volleyball. Like, it is my favorite thing. I could play for 3 hours and not get sick of it. Like, it is my favorite thing. Last night, my daughter had a game, and I just sit there and I watch, and it's like, oh, I just want to play so bad. And I could do that for 5 hours.
No, you cannot. Go outside right now with Jocelyn with the volleyball. 1 hour, go. After the hour point,
you'd be
like... It's
got to be someone who's also good. Jocelyn, sorry.
Well, I got cut from my freshman team.
She told me that. She told me she got cut from the team, so I figured she might not be that good. Oh. No offense.
Nope, I'm telling you, if you went outside for 1 hour, you get to that 60-minute mark, you'd be like, oh,
no
man.
Way.
Yes.
Nope.
Next.
Play ball. 702-364-9400. What could you do for more than an hour?
And you can't say even, I mean, if the sporting event, yeah, that game, the Golden Knights game is going to go longer than an hour. So you're going to be there for over an hour watching it.
Okay, so that's already set.
That's
but something that you can change the time
yes,
on?
Yes, manipulate the time, yes.
You know what? Jen just put a movie. Most movies are over 2 hours, so I agree with that.
But even
one.
So, too, I think you get to that 1 hour point in a movie, and you're kind of like, all right, let's wrap this thing up.
You do. I like the movies. I don't mind if it's over 2 hours. Although at A Star Is Born, I was like, well, when is this over?
That's
I liked it. I just knew where it was going, and I was like, okay, I want this to be over. I don't like this now.
With me, with movies, as soon as I get bored, I walk out. Star Is Born, I sit at the very end. That was a good one.
It was really, really good. We're getting some texts here. Relations from Christine. I have to totally disagree with you on relations, Christine. That to me, relations over an hour is not It's just ridiculous.
Thank you.
Is it not?
I'm the one that's saying anything over an hour, it's not going to...
But especially relations.
Oh, you know, what? Wait, listen.
Come on.
There's nothing special about being a 60-minute man. I mean, really. 1 hour? Start right now and go until 9:58. No way, Jose.
What do you think is the ideal amount from start to finish?
We're busy people. We live busy lives.
I think an hour is the maximum
amount.
Oh, my
gosh. Please.
That's just like, oh, come on.
See? I'm on to something here.
You're on that one. I don't agree with you on volleyball.
Okay, maybe there's one thing for everyone. Volleyball. But I do
Martin says golfing, making music, and taking a nap. Yes. Naps. Longer than an hour. Amazing.
But nap, to me, that's not a nap. If you go more than an hour, you're sleeping. Napping needs to be under 60 minutes. You told me you took a 4-hour nap on Sunday. Okay, that's not a nap. You went to bed. That's not a nap. You went to bed on Sunday, which is fine.
That was a nap.
That's not a nap.
That
a nap
was a
is
nap.
Under 60 minutes. You went to bed for 4 hours, which is great. Your body was tired.
It's a very long nap. Natalie, what can you do for over an hour that is still fun after an hour?
Go to casinos.
Gamble for over an hour? Oh,
yep.
See, that's only if you're winning, though. It's not fun.
Taylor Swift, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Coming up this hour in exactly 5 minutes, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday. Right now,
here's what's trending.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. She has confirmed her engagement.
No, to Bradley Cooper?
Not to Jackson Maine. Oh. Not to Bradley Cooper.
Oh, man, come on.
Her boyfriend, Hollywood agent Christian Carino. She confirmed it herself. It's been nearly a year since engagement rumors started last November. And she thanked her fiancé, Christian, during her emotional, empowering speech at Elle's 25th Annual Women in Hollywood Celebration in Los Angeles on Monday. So it is finally happening. It's unclear when he popped the question, but she's been wearing a ring on her finger for the last few months. That was what was fueling all the speculation. You and I were going all out with this song yesterday. Our boss added it to our rotation.
Good job, boss.
I know. I'm so
Shallow.
Happy.
It's the number 5 song in the country, by the way. Lady Gaga, and yes, Bradley Cooper has a top 10 hit song.
He's a great singer. Who knew he had that talent?
I know it. And then Taylor Kinney, was that the guy that was engaged to Lady Gaga?
Yes, before.
So I think he's saying, oh, I guess it's over.
Yeah, I guess we're not going to get back together after
they,
all.
We'll put things on hold. It wasn't, the engagement's not off, it's going on hold.
Oh, was it on hold? I thought
it was
off.
I think then sign number 1 that it was off is when she started dating another man, and now she's engaged. Good for Gaga.
Oh, yeah, we're happy for her. She's got a lot of good things going on in her life right now, so good for her. Also this morning, regular relations is trending this morning. We were talking about the study earlier. It says that having more intimacy will help prevent heart attacks. Researchers tracked men for an average of 16 years and analyze their health history to understand the relationship between relations and their cardiovascular health. And what they found was that men who had relations more often were at the lowest risk of developing cardiovascular disease. 2 to 3 times per week, you're 45% less likely to have heart problems than those who only do it once a month. And that's not the only benefit. It helps to improve your immune system. It relieves stress, improves your mood, helps you sleep better. So a lot of added benefits to being intimate more often. And then finally, this morning, Taco Bell is trending. So if you're watching baseball, their Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion, they announced is back for the 2018 World Series. As they've done in previous years, the first player to successfully steal a base during the World Series is going to score everyone in America a free Doritos Locos Taco. Everyone in America can redeem their free taco at a participating location on November 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. local time, and that is what's trending. Wait, let me do it. Yes, Cyndi Lauper, money does change everything. That's what you always say when you play the song.
Congratulations to Joyce. She got those tickets to the official Pride Parade after party over at the Orleans Arena. Tomorrow morning, I'm so excited about this. It's our first ever Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show. Not one, but two mystery guests lined up for you and for you, Mercedes.
Yeah, so the guests are a mystery only to me on the show. You guys all know, apparently.
Because we've done...
Which is weird.
We've done mystery guests before on birthdays, and the show 800 Stone Cold Steve Austin called the show last time, which is awesome. So we figured really have it be a mystery by... having a mystery guest show for no rhyme or reason. And that's why we're doing it tomorrow morning.
Okay, so what are the times again? I want to mark my calendar so I make sure I'm here.
In studio for both. First mystery guest at 6:30.
Okay.
Mercedes will be blindfolded and
I'm
handcuffed.
I'm putting this in my calendar as we speak. Yes.
Mystery guest number two happening at 8:50. Also in studio.
Okay.
And, hey, you never know. We've got more time. Maybe we'll book a third mystery guest along the way.
This is going to be weird. I'm looking forward to it, though. Who could it be? I thought I had you figured out. I really did. I thought it was Bryce Harper, for sure.
Who turns 26 today, but it is not. As of now, the two mystery guests booked for tomorrow morning have not been on the show before.
Not been nope. on the show before. Who could it be? All right, make sure you are listening. Sounds like there's going to be some interesting surprises tomorrow. And the show starts at 5:30. If you missed anything from today's show, make sure you check it out on our podcast. You can download it for free on iTunes. And right now, it's time for the line of the day.
What can you do for an hour that you would still enjoy? I say nothing. Mercedes, on the other hand, has something. And while telling us about that activity, she delivered the ultimate burn on poor Jocelyn. Think about what can you do for an hour that you would still be enjoying after that 1 hour mark?
I can think of something right away. Like, it was the first thing I thought of.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I love playing volleyball. Like, it is my favorite thing. I could play for 3 hours and not get sick of it. I could do that for 5 hours.
No, you cannot. Go outside right now with Jocelyn with a volleyball. 1 hour. Go.
After the hour point, you'd be like... It's got to be with someone who's also good. I didn't mean it like that, Jocelyn.
It's got to be with someone who's also good.
I know you're good. I know. But I just remember she told me she got cut from her school team.
She would respond, but she's in tears right now.
I know. I really do owe her an apology. That came out all wrong. I meant to say you're not good.
So that'll do it for show number 840 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.